This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
Why are you married? It's the question every single person dreads, because how are you supposed to answer it? And why are we answering it anyway? We don't ask married people, hey, why are you married? Because that would just be weird. Don't you find it's the people who know you the least that feel the most entitled to ask such a personal question? Like, total strangers ask it. I was asked it at a doctor's visit one time by a nurse, people at church, and I finally come up with a good answer. I'm right where I'm supposed to be. That's it. I don't have to justify why I'm not where someone else thinks I should be, or why my life doesn't look the way this person that I don't know very well thinks it needs to look. I've spent way too much time there, and I'd rather spend it now on enjoying where I am and on trusting God with my future. But I've also wondered if that question stems in part because the person asking it struggled when they were single, and so they don't know how we manage it. Whatever the case, God doesn't waste the seasons of our lives, and when we look to Him to guide us, we won't either. Lord, as your children, we are defined by you. Our identity is in you. Though the world wants to define us by our relationship status, you have already defined us by creating us in your image. We're so much more than a single or divorcee or widow to you. We're grateful to be seen, known, and loved by you. You love us so much that you don't want our lives to simply be carbon copies of what we see around us, for you are too creative for that. Forgive us for the times we've thought you were holding out on us because we're not where we thought we'd be. Forgive us for giving up on prayer when we've not seen the results we've wanted. Giving up on prayer indicates we've given up on you, and we humbly ask for forgiveness and for you to remind us of the power of prayer because of the life-giving and life-changing name we're praying in, Jesus Christ. Renew our belief that nothing is too difficult for you and that nothing is wasted in your hands. I thank you that we are not forgotten by you, Lord, and that as we are praying together, we are right where you want us to be. This time with you is a gift. The work you're doing in our hearts to draw us closer to you is also a gift. Help us to love you and your ways so much that we trust you even when it's hard, even when we're not where we want to be or where we thought we'd be. Bring healing to our hearts from past relationships that didn't work out, as we also thank you for protecting us from the relationships we thought we wanted because you have something better. You are the someone better, and we know that because you've given us the matchless gift of your son, Jesus. Because you've not withheld your very best from us, we can trust you to bring other good gifts into our lives. If that's a dating relationship, Lord, so be it. If it's not, so be it. Lord, help us to want what you want and to patiently and obediently follow you so that in doing so, we're giving you our best. We love you, Lord, and we thank you that you know how to meet and exceed the desires of our hearts. We pray and thank you for loving us and hearing us, Lord. And it's in the name of Jesus we praise you. Amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.